Hey, hey, Bums of Anarchy Nation, this is Rocky. I'm here, as I always am, with Patty and Eddie. We are the Bums of Anarchy.
Hola. And
hola.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó? We got a good program. We're on episode 16.
16.
1-6.
Wow.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Wow. Do we do anything about 16 candles? Do we want
to
another one of those rapey movies.
Yeah. No. Man, that's a long, long... Unfortunately, a very long list. We attack the hard problems, right? We don't just take the softballs and hit our dingers. We do the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the Bums of Anarchy brand.
We do?
Fuck yeah, we do.
Yeah, just not hitting fungos.
Clue me in on this stuff sometime, okay, boys?
No, we're all over this.
I know.
It's a piece of cake.
Well, you know what? Yeah. And I think there is a good one to lead off with today, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll do a little sport talk up front and a little party in the back.
Yeah, a little
non-sport. Part two will be a little less sporty. Yeah.
Or you say our mullet?
It is.
Yeah, it's the mullet.
The second half is the mullet.
The bum's mullet.
It's a business. Yeah. It's the business side of the program.
Oh, hell yeah, you know it. You know it.
Well, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Right. Actually, we do. And where are we going to go? Let's get the
negative part off the docket first.
Okay.
We have a scumbag of the week.
Who could it be now?
I don't have that sound effect. Damn it. Good. Missed opportunity.
I know.
Get some Aussie bands on there.
I just threw that. Oh.
Right. this is a football player.
In excess?
Yeah. No, okay. That was men at work.
It's a football player. It's a quarterback.
Let's see. One that plays
for Houston.
What's the area code for the greater Houston Metroplex?
I don't know.
Was he in the same
J-L
draft?
It probably starts with J-A-I and ends with L. Yeah.
Was he in the same draft as Mitch Trubisky?
He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And
hails from the Clemson collegiately, if I'm not mistaken.
It's almost like the opposite of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so... God, I still can't figure out who this fucking scumbag of the week.
Watson.
Oh!
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson.
Hmm. Yes.
Scumbag of the week, and apparently now he's up to, 13 or 14?
It's hard
to keep track when you're double digits.
You know what? When you hit the double digits, it's, you're bad.
Almost as many podcasts as we have, he has accusers.
Well,
that's ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
I think he'll...
he's getting the bomb.
I'm getting the bomb for that.
And I think he'll pass that up soon, too. I think there's more. There's more. Remember we were talking about this? Because it started coming out last week. And we were saying that it's like, you know, you're never sure.
No.
You know, because these are civil suits to start out with and everything. And we thought three women. And you're like, okay, I wonder what the hell's going on. And then you hear six, and then it gets to 10, and then it's 13, and then another one today.
Yeah.
And you just got to say, we haven't hit the tip of the iceberg yet, it is probably going to be nasty. And one of the accusers is only from about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Or Yikes. This happened 3 weeks ago.
Well, no vacations for Deshaun Watson assault and rape, whatever he's doing.
When you are a scumbag of the week,
you
can never let your guard down.
Apparently not. I mean, what's Goodell going to do? There's got to be some kind of... If Brady got a quarter of a season for allegedly deflating equipment, what's this guy going to get?
I don't know.
It's got to be at least half a season.
No.
Or are they going to put him on ice, or are they going to just wait till the season's over, as they like to do, and then begin some kind of trial process? So
you know what?
I don't know.
Let's see what happens.
I got to think that, remember, the NFL was accused of being pretty light on some of these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it's going to come down to money and connections and big business stuff.
Well, can I go so
far? Politics, man. Politics.
And there's that, too.
Can I go so far as to say this?
Yeah.
The Houston Texans were adamant that he was going to be still with the franchise.
Yeah.
I think they're right about that, because you would not want to touch Deshaun Watson.
Well, any type of capital that he would have returned is plummeting faster than GameStop stop. So.
Yeah, he's he's going to be sitting next to Bill Cosby.
Uh-huh.
Shortly.
Yeah, it's
so
that whole franchise is just an utter shit show right now.
Under whose franchise he sits really isn't gonna matter. He's gonna be sitting in the pokey.
Well,
piece of shit.
I don't know about that.
I know. Well,
why, what?
Because these are, why these are civil suits right now.
Yeah.
It's
nothing criminal yet. So it's gonna be a monetary penalty.
Only there's going to be not criminal charges.
Because what's happening is,
I don't know,
even if it was a couple of weeks ago, though, come on.
All of my knowledge that comes from the law comes from reruns of Law and Order. So that's all I got. Exactly. So if Jack McCoy didn't prosecute that in an episode, I have really no standing.
See, mine goes Barry Mason. I still can't figure out how that fucker figured half the things out.
He's the best.
I know.
But anyway, awesome. Houston franchise.
They're in trouble, man.
Disarray.
What do they do now?
All right, Jack Easterby, you the former chaplain, essentially, of the Patriots, now running this organization. How's this working out? So good luck to you.
Good luck.
Pal.
You did a lot of praying.
His culo es muy itchy.
Yeah.
Well, as is Deshaun Watson, because Deshaun, you're going to get what you deserve because you're going to get your ass handed to you.
It should be more than just civil.
Yeah. Good luck with the prayers.
Well,
you
know what? I think the thing is what I was thinking about. I think it's happened in a bunch of different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
It's not all in the Houston area.
Oh, no.
I think it's happened, so that's the thing. There's going to be some DA that's going to jump on this and be the first one to say, okay, what do you got? Let's go.
Wow.
So, all right. So, Deshaun.
There you go. Good
scumbag of the week.
Nice job.
Yeah. We didn't have to go that far that hard to get that to.
No, we got through, what, 1 week without having one?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think because a week before, it was just...
We kicked the tires on it.
And covered 2 weeks.
But, yeah, it was minimal as far as the
I'll get an intern to look at the transcripts.
Look at the timeline.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
All right. Let's turn to somebody who I think is a...
something more positive.
Sure.
Yeah. Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Wow.
But good dude. Has had a lot of different career...
Yeah, within the NBA.
Changes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did.
Player, coach, and general manager.
I mean, that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he coached the Jazz?
He did.
Yeah.
Like
we were doing some skunk works on it and found that. Yep.
Wow. Yeah. Was it Jazz when they were in
New Orleans? It was Utah. Yeah.
No.
So he had to be just on the cusp of when they moved out there. Because I remember the
Which
New Orleans
when?
Jazz.
Well, what year? Right. What era is that? 60s?
No.
Earlier?
75, 74.
Okay.
They probably
okay.
moved out there.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, there's ways we could look this up, confirm, but we'd rather have people listen to this yelling at their dashboards.
Yeah.
With the right information.
Bring it, bitches!
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. We gotta get a number to call in.
But
we need to call a number.
But you had made a good point, Rocky, that unfortunately he never won a ring.
No, that was Eddie's point.
He got a ring, but he never won one.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
How did he get one?
I think it was a Frank.
eBay?
No, he was on the team, but he was hurt that year. Right?
I think it was like a Frank Thomas situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he missed out on playing in the finals.
Right.
Oh, but he still got a ring. Okay.
He didn't play.
Right. Correct.
And, the other wild thing was 22 years.
Yeah.
As the GM of the Clippers.
Under
Sterling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don Sterling. What a fine piece of... Well, if we had our podcast back then, he certainly would have been scumbag of the week.
Can we do a retrospective?
Oh. Digging up bodies? I like it.
Do you want me to compare and contrast Don Sterling and James Dolan?
This is going to...
How about that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could.
The band Dolan shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can circle back around to that if you want to.
How about it? Wow.
Where did Elgin grow up?
District of Columbia, if I'm not mistaken.
So he's a D.C. kid.
Yeah.
And then went to Idaho.
Which is wild.
And then finished his collegiate career in Seattle.
The Seattle Pilots.
And again, this is Elgin Baylor. He's a Hall of Fame player for the Lakers,
right? Yeah.
Coach, we said, for the Jazz, and Jazz. General manager for the Clippers.
And if I'm not mistaken, he was considered in the top 50 players of all time.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
He was considered the top, small forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Small forward at 6'5"?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I'm drunk, but he was in the tops there.
That's a tiny small forward.
Yeah. And that even, is. We.
Jerry West came out. And he was just distraught with the news.
Oh, yeah.
And Jerry West said that he was a man that he just knew how to score.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things. If there was a way to score, he just did it, and he did it better than anybody else. So, respect to Elgin Baylor.
No fool. Yeah.
I mean, as you said, Mr. Inside and
the rabbit.
Yeah.
Apparently, he liked to mix it up on the inside, Mr. Inside. Yeah. There you go.
You know, guy at 6'5", although back in the day, 6'5" was huge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now we look at your Magic Johnson's at 6'9", we're running point.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron runs point, and, you know, so it's kind of, you know, it's all over the map these days. But back then, 6'5".
Back then, 6'5".
Yeah, that's good, because your guards, what was Bob Cousy?
Cousy was 5'11". Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, he was number one pick in 58, so.
Now we invaded the territories of tall people, so.
And
that's what you got to do.
We ain't up there.
Yeah, well.
That's right. And where did Elgin Baylor went to college? Where's
again? I started at Idaho.
Idaho.
And then the Vandals.
Seattle.
Yeah. The Idaho Vandals. Correct. Yes, Amundo. Thank you. And then finished with the Seattle Pilots.
Huh. Interesting.
About that.
Wow. And people are going.
That's kind of cool.
You said that already, Pat. Yeah. Shut the bleep up.
Sorry.
Irish Alzheimer's.
You know, I have a deep infliction there.
You'll forget, but you'll never forgive. Is that how it goes?
That's pretty much it. Yes, I've lived my life that way, and there are things that sometimes come up, and yes, I do fucking remember, and then I remember how much I hate people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Speaking of changing the topic, we're gonna stick with basketball, but it's obviously that time of year where, don't get me started on the trends here, but this is free agent, and this is when players get swapped all over the fucking place in the NBA.
Yeah,
disgruntled players by and large right now.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just the whole thing is
a lot of that.
I don't know. There's still a lot of players that useful players that maybe are at the end of a contract, close to an end of a contract, where you know a team needs a specific thing. And, you get good
position player for sure. Yeah.
That's where the part of the strategy really kind of differs as far as the NBA goes. When you start looking at expiring contracts, and that weighs in heavily because of your salary cap.
Because salary cap and just gives you a hell of a lot of room for signings the next year.
That's why I think it's kind of intriguing.
But
tis the season, though, right? I mean, there's a lot, and I guess my point was more the volume of transactions that transpire over the, you know, this short period of time.
Yeah.
And you just didn't see that back in the 70s and 80s.
No, not really.
90s.
No,
even.
No,
right? Especially in the NBA.
No.
You're right.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what? Football was never one that made.
Yeah,
that's right. You sign a contract, you stay.
And then free agency hits. But yeah.
Yep.
You know, baseball was always the one that had that, you know, where by the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Everybody was jacked
hot
up.
Hot stove league, for
but,
sure.
But do we have some good news to share with our listeners?
We're Chicago-based headquarters, so we pay careful attention to the Bulls, right?
That's our primary.
I think the careful one might be a little off, not in recent years.
Anyways, I'm not. NBA is just becoming crap to me. But anyway, it's that time of year.
Okay.
Yeah. Who did the Bulls pick up?
Patty.
Nikola Vukovic.
Okay.
Who is a center. He was with the Orlando Magic. Guy's a good, pick and roll guy. Good outside shooter. All-star center with an offense. And that's something that we did not have as an organization.
So you're bullish on this pickup.
I like this pickup an awful lot.
Okay.
I know, you know, Wendell Carter obviously was not going to fit in with Billy Donovan's scheme.
Okay.
Wendell was very he did not make it. Otto Porter, nice player, hurt, an expiring contract, better for us to get rid of, better for them to pick up so they can dump that too.
Adios.
He was always hurt. The two first round draft picks, you know, that may come back to hurt, but the thing is, I think what we're seeing the Bulls and the franchise right now is saying, hey, we've got some pretty good players here. We could do stuff. And adding Vukovic, I think, is Vucevic, or I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't even know. I have no clue who the fuck this person is.
We'll take you at your word.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, I'm wrong.
And they gave up two first round picks for this kid?
2021 and 2023.
Right, yeah.
Excellent. But I think there's a rider on one of them or something like that.
Protected some way, shape, or form.
But I think this gives, this is the coolest move by the Bulls that I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
Because what they do is when you add an all-star center that can score, that can give you inside, outside, and then you also have a guy like Zach LaVine who's playing lights out, and I still like Cody White.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That kid can score. I'm not sure what Markkanen's going to do, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, he's kind of a weird one, man. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
He can look fantastic in the first quarter and then look like dog shit in the third. Huh. So I like, I'll tell you what, in the games that I've watched of the Bulls, I like Billy Donovan's style.
I do, too.
I like the fact that, you know what, he wants him to play D. He wants him to move some offense. And he's going to do something here.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, with the Donovan aspect. But my problem is, though, the Bulls just seem to be in perpetual basketball purgatory where they get that 6, 7, 8 slot in the playoffs. And because they hit that slot, that means their drafts are going to be middle first round or so. So, you know, I'd like to see something happen here, you know, obviously, but...
I would like a Lamborghini Countach, but that's not going to happen either.
You don't want that breaks down. You don't want that.
Sure, I do.
You don't want that.
No, I got a fleet of them.
Well, that being said, I like the fact that for the first time in a while that we've been buyers at a trading.
Sure. No, there is that. Yeah,
and that when by adding him and having LaVine and Cody White and Patrick Williams. Remember, this was a kid who was a sixth man at Florida State. People thought the Bulls were crazy.
Uh-huh.
That dude is balling.
Yeah.
He is balling. So there's a lot of good stuff going on with the Bulls. I thought this was an excellent pick, guys. So I like the pickup. I like the fact that they're saying, you know what, even if we're in that 6, 7, 8 range in the playoffs, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because we know that we're still going to grow and build and all that.
And
they're probably in a better position now to sign a free agent this summer than they have been in a long time.
I think in retrospect now that, you know, you look at the East is hot garbage. You know, do you believe in the Sixers?
No.
Do you believe in the Nets?
No.
I don't in a 7-game series.
I believe in blow up there.
Yeah.
I believe in internal combustion. Yeah.
So, you know,
plus, we'll you got Miami. It depends on what Miami
shows
up.
What Milwaukee team shows up.
Although Victor Oladipo got traded
That's
Miami.
Nice.
Don't know who he is either. I do not follow.
He's out of Indiana. Good player. Good scorer. Plays a lot. I think he'd be a nice compliment for Jimmy Butler. Okay. Well, but, you know, Lame-o. That being said, guys, I'm bullish on the Bulls doing something.
Good. Well, that's good. Okay. I'm a Bulls fan, so that's fine.
Now, I'm really bullish on this next story.
Uh-huh.
You know, although I didn't get my meth, but what the hell?
Well, it got tied up in the greater Colorado area. That's where he...
Where he got busted?
That's where he's coming from.
Yeah, this is a Cubs prospect in baseball.
Well, shall we say former prospect?
Jesus Camargo Corrales.
Yeah.
In his Cubs-branded bag of meth.
Which is all over the media.
In his gear bag. Yeah, that's beautiful.
You see, the file photos on this case is this pyramid of these bags, which total into 22 pounds of meth and a pound of oxycodone.
A pound!
Right next to them, this blue bag.
I forgot about the oxy.
A pound of oxy. Big Cubs logo.
Not two dozen pills, a pound.
That's a lot of pills.
Yeah. That's a lot of pills.
Cubs bag right next to it.
How did that help the Cubs brand in that moment?
I don't know how you spin that.
I think you got to bust out the Photoshop license and just
Yankees.
Yes. Or Cardinals. The color scheme difficult, but whatever.
You know, this kid, he's 25 years old. He's a pitching prospect.
He ain't going anywhere. Yeah.
Even if he didn't get popped with this, you're not going anywhere at 20. If you're a 25-year-old pitching prospect, that's ancient.
He's going to prison
unless you're
going to
be part of the sequel to Bull Durham. You ain't going to be.
He'll get 10 years. He'll do 5.
He's not doing it. But the thing, he's coming from Mexico. Some guy.
You don't think he's going to do any time?
Yo, he'll do time.
Oh, I was going to say.
Unless Jesus. He starts flipping on people.
Wow.
Especially the guy that gave him this bag. It's like, here, take this, but don't look in it. It's like, okay.
What?
Hey, is that my equipment bag? Yeah.
I'm not buying that story.
I love that story. Yeah.
I'm the DA. I'm like, son, your story just stinks.
Stank.
Are you sure that's what you want to do, my man? Okay. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, cup branded bag of math. Huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which
all over social media.
So
of course.
The opening series against the Pirates, they're having a little giveaway.
Oh, what is it? Oh, no. Back to what?
Well, little bobblehead meth bags.
No.
Oh, sweet.
That's sweet. That's brilliant.
Hey, speaking of, do you see where for the opener, 2,000 more seats?
Oh, really?
Where? Yeah. Wrigley?
At Wrigley Field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Lori Lightfoot kind of lowered the restrictions.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Lori Lightfoot, here's the mayor here in Chicago,
yeah.
who
yeah.
is on her last
yeah.
6 months or whatever her
she,
remaining term
is. You know what? She could blame somebody for that.
I don't see her getting reelected, but let's not get into politics.
Yeah.
No, so let's focus on Jesus.
Jesus.
Camargo.
Yeah. Jesus, we hardly knew you, but now we know you more than we ever really wanted to.
Good luck, pal.
And what country is he from?
He's
Mexico?
Mexican.
Is he Mexican? Okay.
Well, you know what? Hey, the federales are waiting for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well.
Screwed. All right. Well, hey.
He's screwed. What about a certain basketball conference?
Dude, March Madness.
Boy, oh boy.
Last weekend was just. Rough and tumble,
bananas.
Man. Lot of upsets.
Most upsets in a tournament.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And heavy hitters.
Oh, gee.
Not a 7-8. I don't consider that an upset.
Yeah.
But single digits losing to double digits?
Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot. Oh.
Well, how about this? Loyola Ramblers here.
Yeah.
They beat the team that won the ACC tournament championship, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
They beat the team that won the Big Ten tournament championship,
yeah.
Illinois.
Yeah.
And now they have to play Oregon State that won
the
Pac-12
yeah.
tournament championship.
And brackets are so just
fried.
Well, I'm still all right.
If you had Gonzaga problems. Going all the way, you're probably in the best spot.
That got cleared. But I got Baylor.
I have Baylor and
you
one.
You got the Bears?
Yeah.
I have the Bears and one. Yeah,
I have Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Bama
there you
looked
go.
All right,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
Alabama.
They're a little shaky that first game. It looked better that second game.
Yeah.
The problem with them is that they die by the
three.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Well, so you got
a puncher's chance.
Guys, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The Big Ten had the most teams
yes.
in the tournament.
9.
And right now, they are down to one team.
How many?
9! They are down to one team.
Yeah.
what's the deal? Just totally overrated?
You know what?
Just
overrated.
I think they beat up on each other.
Yeah.
That's
I think so.
They
were tired?
That's one excuse I've been hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
know?
About that. That's actually fair.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a little better.
It's just one of these things where... What I hate, and this was a weird year, obviously, with you really couldn't track anybody. They
right.
didn't practice that sort of thing. You had so many teams that were out because of COVID.
And no interconference play, right? Or out of conference
play.
Well, you had some. You had
some.
Limited. You
yeah.
had limited.
You didn't have as much. It wasn't
right.
wide open.
See, the Big Ten won that Big Ten ACC championship, but then we find out that the AC sucked. So
right, okay.
And then, you know, so maybe that wasn't such a big deal.
All right.
But, you know, you have 4 teams out of the Pac-12 that are
yeah.
still in it.
Yeah.
25% of the thing.
Yeah, of the Sweet 16 or Pac-12,
yeah.
who was hot dog shit going into this tournament.
It could have easily been a 5th one, Colorado, who I think was playing better than most everybody
yeah.
who's still there.
Yeah,
so,
no, understood.
I mean, it's so funny because we overlooked the West completely. Nobody thought that the Pac-12
was good. Yeah, there's an East Coast
good.
Bias, too, as far as from our time zone. Sure, of course there is.
It all comes back to we get too many of these pundits that fall in love with the Dukes and the Kentuckys and the North Carolinas and the Kansas and all that stuff. And they automatically, and Tom Izzo with Michigan State, they automatically get put up at this top level.
Yeah.
And you
no matter
it,
what,
and everybody
else
west of the Mississippi or
everything
the Rockies
else is scrambling.
Yeah,
doesn't matter in the end because nobody fucking knows. That's why it's called March Madness, which is why it's so awesome.
And did you know where the term March Madness came from?
I do not.
It actually was first used to describe the State of Illinois Basketball Championship.
Oh, really? The states.
The
down in Peoria.
Sweet 16.
Oh, really?
Elite 8.
Really?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
about that?
There you go, Illinois.
See, a little nugget I threw in there. Wow. You know.
Yeah,
wow, but that came out of nowhere.
It did.
It was awesome.
This feeble brain of mine comes up with something from time to time. All right, well, I'm back. Thank
you. He's back.
Got to get him back.
Out of body.
Well, I think this weekend's game is going to be really, really, really exciting.
Loyola's legit.
They are. Oh, man, they curb stopped the Illini. That was not pretty. Yeah, so watched the Illini. Lucy and I did at Camp Lucy, in fact, and it was depressing.
Loyola was wire to wire, had the lead.
Yeah, they curb stopped him.
Yeah, I kept hearing the announcer saying, Coburn looks tired.
Yeah,
and
well, because he did look tired.
Well, you know what? I was telling my wife though, it's like they all play the same game, the same schedule.
It's true. I don't know you made the point that they're beating up on each other. That's part of it, right?
But you know, you see this going on, and I think there's two things. One, I think that in these upsets, there's so many of them. I think these bigger schools are overlooking these smaller schools, and in this instance, Porter Moser outcoached Brad Underwood, 100%.
Absolutely.
That I agree
with. He had a game plan. They stuck to it and exploited everything, all the deficiencies that Illinois had. Yep. And it showed. It was over by halftime.
It was.
You know what? Illinois thought that they were just going to roll in there and it was going to be no problem.
Yeah.
No.
We will out-athletic you.
Yeah. We're deeper. We'll just
And they didn't make any
ground.
Adjustments because, and if they did, you couldn't tell because they were tired and it was spent. You could just see it.
Yeah.
No. Well. Well, there goes my pick in one thing. Illinois.
Ditto. Thanks. I had them going very well. I had them winning it. Had them winning it on a
I'm still alive.
Sentimental bet, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Thank you, U of I.
However, my FanDuel account is flourishing.
Oh, I had a rough one.
No, I'm in really good shape.
And
hog heaven, huh?
Hog heaven.
I went big on the UT.
I'm doing well. Ooh.
And, I went big.
Oh.
Thinking that was a lock on the money line. Yeah.
Ooh.
So
I blame Nicky Fishhooks for that.
Yes.
So to
and
you
the booger roller, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. So to UT I say F you.
All right. I love that. Hey Fishhooks, he's coming after you.
He is. Yeah. He is.
Well, Houston, I was Rocky here had to get me off the ledge here with that Houston game
because
Some big ones going on that too to try to, because I was chasing.
Oh, it was a near miss. You were chasing.
Oh man,
you were. I could see it in your eyes too.
So I'm screaming at the TV.
then he was getting me fired up.
I don't even know who the hell you guys are. Why you suck?
You just let him drive. Why don't you collapse the defense?
Like we know what the hell we're talking about. But that's funny. Yeah.
Well, but that's the whole point of it.
I know.
Like I was saying, you're analyzing it, Patty. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know until you show up on the day your game starts and stuff happens, man.
Yeah, I'm afraid to take that money line that game with Oral Roberts, man. Because
so
who
fun.
Knows?
Right. Oral and who?
I don't know. I don't know who they're playing. They scare me though.
They've got the one kid that Abcasts or something like that.
What would that do if they won at all? What would it do to everyone's bracket?
That'd be fabulous.
Oh, my God.
I'd love it. If you have these.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would
or can you even imagine, and I doubt if it's ever happened, but like double digits in the Final Four,
that would be cool.
Could you imagine
Can
you imagine? That would be, I'll tell you what, that still would be wild. That'd be so much fun.
Loyola's got a punt. They got a crack at getting to the Final Four on this.
And Loyola never should have been, I'll tell you what, Loyola should not have been an eighth seed.
They got screwed on
that. No, they did.
Because I think they wanted that matchup with Illinois. And
they made it made for TV. Yeah.
So yeah, they got
They certainly look fresh too. I gotta say that.
They look good, man.
But
they look good.
Hey, Porter Moser, let me just say his stock has risen a great deal.
Oh, I'm sure.
In basketball circles.
I'm sure.
I'm here at Marquette, possibly.
Oh, there you go.
DePaul's out there.
He's not I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, he's not gonna go to Marquette or
you don't think so?
No.
Bigger
or he's gonna stay there?
I have a funny feeling he'll stay there a year.
Yeah.
Two.
Why not?
You know,
he said financially.
A lot of it is Some of these teams that throw money at you.
Yeah.
It's just like you're throwing money, but the thing is you're not throwing the money in the right spots.
Well, yeah. Well, and then so, the expectations get ratcheted up too.
Yeah, okay.
So he's just overachieving now, so fine. Be a hero. Yeah, stay
so,
there.
Yeah. So I wouldn't want to be mid-tier in a top conference, mid to lower tier in a top conference, because it's you got to do it right away or you're done. And, yeah, maybe you get a nice paycheck. But then all of a sudden you're left at the side of the road.
Yeah, no. I think he stays there, quite frankly.
Right on.
Not a bad move. No. And you know what? I'll leave you on this one. Jay Wright, the coach at Villanova, I guess knows Mosier pretty well.
Okay.
Huh.
And, you know, I didn't know he was a Rick Majerus disciple.
Protege, yeah.
But he said to him, he says, you know what? Recruit the guys you want to run your system, not recruit the guys that you think everybody wants you to have.
Yeah.
And that makes, I think in college basketball, that makes much more sense.
Absolutely. Because you're not going to have one and done's going to Loyola Chicago.
No.
You're going to have upperclassmen that you can build on and kind of.
You're going to have men. They're going to be men by the time they're.
The undergrads. The underclassmen. So once they get there.
So, I mean, I like that piece of advice because I thought it was right on. Because it's like, yeah, you know what? That's the thing. I think like a team like Duke has turned into the one and done, and that's not how Krzyzewski was successful. No. So
not at all. So
yeah, man.
Yep. Well, you know what? That's a good. I'll tell you what. Okay. It's going to be a great weekend, guys.
It is. Starts Saturday.
It is Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, I missed
clear that, my appointments. That
18 parlay.
You missed it?
Oh,
what burned you?
Well, I did a dumb thing.
I thought you had it locked with USC.
I had I made the mistake on Colorado. I picked Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I had everything else.
Oh, I thought you had it locked.
Well, so did Patty. Ooh. Patty thought he had it locked, but he missed it. Well, honey, you're going to have to come back from college. Oh. I don't have more money.
There's always community college.
Triton needs you.
Triton.
Well, boys, that's we've got one last thing.
Let's
roll it out. You got?
Oh, we got to talk about the stupid Bears.
just
what's
because it's in our charter.
Yes.
No, but let's
it's our mission
this.
Statement.
Yes.
It's our mission statement.
It's the thing to get you pissed off, which I love. Yeah. But
fire him up.
Are we going to draft a quarterback?
Well, they have to. There's not drafting a quarterback.
I would draft a quarterback every year.
Yeah, you should.
Every year.
You should.
Doesn't matter
just
what
to
round.
Get lucky. Right? Just
Brady was a six.
Yes.
Montana was a what? Five, six?
Yeah.
Three, I thought.
Three. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
It wasn't one or a two. Fine. Throw a flyer.
No, you're right.
They're gonna draft a quarterback, yes.
I think there's value with a quarterback in a second round.
Yeah. I don't like this noodle arm kid from Utah or wherever the hell he's from.
Is that who they're looking at?
What is it?
You're not talking about Zach Wilson, are you?
Probably.
Or no, the North Dakota State guy?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking. No, bingo.
I don't know.
That person came out of North Dakota was Carson Wentz. I don't think so.
Who cares? You know what? We'll find out sometime in April, and guess what? Odds are he's going to suck because
the Bears drafted him.
That's what Bears do with quarterbacks.
Exactly.
I am sorry.
Where they go to die.
Yes, quarterbacks go to die.
That's true enough.
I am going to just get a list of every quarterback that has played for the Chicago Bears from the day that I was born.
Till this moment.
It is a long.
Till this moment.
A long list.
And I guarantee you. I'm going to read it on one podcast. I'm going to mortify the listeners with how just bad they were.
Okay. That sounds like a good project.
All right, well,
let's
put a pin. I'm not too worried about the Bears right now. Fuck them. And we'll see how they screw up the draft. But don't have any detailed information around any of these prospects other than this kid that I thought was noodle-armed. And so I have some research to do. Maybe we could revisit this.
Yeah, please do. Rocky, please do.
Let's give it a try.
I think you're right.
Take a look.
That's a fair ask, and I will deliver as we always do.
Can I ask one question?
Yes. Of course you may.
Can we shut this down so I can get a beer?
Yes, that's a statement, and I'm all over it.
Powder your nose.
All right,
boys.
Eddie, we'll see you in a bit. Back in Black, as the band AC/DC would proclaim.
Whoa, wow.
That's a good one.
Whoa. It is a good one.
Wow.
And we're black because why, people? Because we have a fun topic to get into. Part two, Bums of Manarchy.
Fun
back
topic?
Back nine. Well, right. Not fun.
Okay.
Dark. Black.
Oh.
Right?
None more black?
None more black, yes. Yes. Very dark. Very mysterious, but also very horrific.
Yeah.
So the topic is a new 6-hour, 6-part documentary series that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, premieres the day we're recording this, which is today.
The 25th of March.
Yes, sir.
Yep. In the Lord's year 2021. Bringing it down. Thursday. Today. Peacock. John Wayne Gacy. Well, I was right. Devil in disguise.
Ooh,
yeah.
Some disguise.
Heavy.
Hey, clown boy.
Yeah. Anybody not know who John Wayne Gacy is? Do we have to?
You know who John Gacy.
Everyone does.
Everybody knows John Wayne Gacy.
Well, if you're logging, if you're really wondering, he's one of those serial killers that just
correct.
He hit home runs. So it's just
30 some bodies.
Yeah.
Buried in his. Crawl space.
Freaking yeah. Crawl space.
Norridge, Illinois, right outside of the Chicagoland area. Actually, yeah. Unincorporated.
Not too far Norridge. From here.
Yeah. Norwood Park. Yeah.
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 Norridge.
Yeah. It's Norridge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Des Plaines. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nasty.
So there's a very interesting storyline, and we happen to know through happenstance. One of our neighbors is
An
executive
neighbor.
Consultant. Yeah. Friend and neighbor, Allison True. Well, we can say this.
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
She's the executive consultant.
She is. Correct. Of this program series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. So interesting that we read an article that you could find in the Chicago Tribune around the storyline where she, worked at the Reader. Right, which is a very
Chicago Reader. Yeah.
It's a free pub.
Free
still
pub.
Still is, but it's unreadable now. But it was it must have.
It was
back in the '90s.
Correct.
Hold on, I'll go back to
80s.
Back in the '70s.
Okay. All right.
Oh yeah. It was the.
That's when I was introduced.
It was
to
kind
it,
of but, the underground, just sort of.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Right.
It was
the guide to your weekend.
It was
the guide to your weekend. Oh
sure.
Yeah.
All the happenings and. Tickets, concerts, ticket sales.
Oh. So Allison True was the chief
editor
in chief.
Long time.
Yeah. One of the stories that they ran across from I think a college. I can forget what college it was. It was a college pro. They had the story that they stumbled onto, and I think Allison was pretty excited about it, but they didn't have the funding.
Wow.
At that particular time. So it this many years later, now they're reinventing it, I guess. And it's based on the premise that, and we were talking about this before, off mic around the whole concept that there might've been a thought that there's no way he could have done this on his own, that he had to have had some help,
rounding up the suspects.
Being a handler or something like
correct.
That. Correct. Yeah.
Correct. And that possibly that there was a connection to the Chicago Police Department or another association as such, and that there could have been maybe even some other things going on around. Human trafficking and snuff films, pornography snuff films.
Wow.
And in the mix, which is, of course, is one reason you'd want to have a cover up.
Absolutely.
If you were the police or anyone who knew about it or was involved with
it. There's some heavy hitter that might have been adjacent to this, certainly.
So it's a strap in
kind of
series. It's not going to be pretty. 6-part, 6-hour. Check it out on the streaming on Peacock.
We can do we can touch base on whatever episodes we see maybe for next week.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
we'll give a little synopsis.
That's cool.
Didn't
I know how it ends though.
Yeah. Well,
didn't one of Gacy's clown paintings from prison? Didn't it go for like?
He's had a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of paintings that he sold. Yeah.
That's so freaking
But
creepy.
Aren't there laws in place that people can't profit?
He cannot profit from it.
Right.
What the hell? Right. Just the whole concept is just beyond me. around something that that crazy.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Hey, yeah. truth of the matter is, don't trust clowns.
Yeah.
Amen.
Do not fuck with clowns and do not trust them.
At all.
Patty, you couldn't be more right.
Sometimes I've got cogent thoughts.
You do. You do. Every once in a blue moon. So on the topic, this is the back nine, right? And we're back in black, so we're going to stay with the black theme for a little while longer, darker.
Yeah.
And we've had just a shitty week. With another several weeks.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks of domestic terrorism. What
mass
the
shootings.
Fuck is going on?
Yeah. Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
And
where my nephew is a student.
Yeah, that's right.
At UC.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the wild thing is the judge turned down the thing that allowed this guy to buy an attack rifle.
Yeah. Well, Colorado's an open carry state, I believe.
That he turned it back where it was easier to get an assault rifle.
Now, how's that?
I don't know what it was. It was something came up, and once again, I'm ill informed. Okay. I'm sorry, but it was just one that that struck me that I remember hearing.
Huh?
That it was just as of like just 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I know what you're talking about here. Yeah, Boulder passed a resolution banning assault rifles, and the NRA championed the overturning of that, and then this occurs.
What?
So I think this is all a pretty quick timeline.
I didn't realize that was the order of precedence.
I have to look at the calendar as far as how this came about. Yeah. Well.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
But
damn, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We go back to the Atlanta thing where the guy got the firearm that day and then went on a murder spree.
Yeah. It's like,
and now we have
that
this.
Day. Literally that day.
Wow. Now we have this.
Yeah.
So we kind of have a tag we're going to kind of put on this now. Well, actually, we're going to circle back and hit that because one of us here is pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, but pro-responsible gun owner and operator.
Yeah.
And who would that be?
That's me.
That is you.
I have no problem with that at all.
And, you know,
responsible ownership.
You are. Yeah. And I like, going to the range with you and we squeeze off some rounds.
Pop some caps.
Man. Yeah.
I agree with it too.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think. If I can speak for you, and then we're going to turn the floor over to you here, Rocky, on this point,
sure.
Because this is more of your wheelhouse. But I think there's more of you out there who are responsible gun owners who see this kind of thing occur, where people have these AR-15s and these automatic assault rifles, and they have no business. They don't need them. What's the point? What's the purpose other than killing other people? You're not
there
in the military. You're not in the police force. You shouldn't have them as a civilian. All right. So,
well Eddie, if you know, the thing is, if they want to fire that, that's all well and good, on a range, where you can lease it or something. You know what I'm saying?
But if it's controlled,
right?
Certainly.
I mean, that's what I'm. That's
so
what
you
I'm
go
saying.
And you sell your FOIT. You sell your FOIT card to some operation, and then it's like test driving a sports car.
Yeah.
One of these kind of fine.
I mean, that's
fine.
Stuff like that is fine.
I have no problem
with
that.
It's just like, what are these morons walking around with assault rifles for? I mean, they won't have one to live three or four or five.
They're looking to kill people.
They are.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
All right. So at this juncture, I'd like to turn it over to our gun.
Nut.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Oh, a gun enthusiast?
Yeah. Well,
responsible gun enthusiast?
Yeah.
I think that's about
I grew up. Here as a kid in Chicago, and then parents moved us to Wisconsin just over the border, and we lived in a ranch, like out in farming country. So we were out in the middle of nowhere and deer hunting and target shooting and that kind of stuff was the norm, and grew up around it and did it myself. Old man did it, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
So you get a sense of the safety aspects of it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's as long as it's responsible and you're not just being a cruel numbnut, then why not?
To interject real quickly, I mean, I grew up in Michigan, in the Detroit area, and at 13, every boy does a hunter safety course. I did mine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I've never been hunting. But I no, I went through the course.
Every high school student had to do it?
They didn't have to do it.
Oh, the, you,
it's, yeah. It's just something you did in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
It's just something, you know.
We did it. We did it as well. And
you know,
as
a part I had my little laminated orange Hunter's Orange card with my name on it and
yeah,
all that for the longest.
We used to go pheasant hunting. In fact, I still do once in a blue moon.
Oh yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I have a couple shotguns and some pistolas. Just
okay.
But held responsibly.
Well, that
locked properly.
I spend more money on the safe than the gun.
Yeah,
you know, okay. All that kind of fun stuff, and took the training. Have the concealed carry thing. Have the FOID card. Yeah. Have the this, the that. So it's all good.
So you got all your bases covered.
Got all my bases covered. Now that said, I'm pro common sense reform around this whole topic.
Okay,
which means to prohibit any kind of NRA. Contributions of any kind to government officials, branches, any and all.
Yeah.
It's just not something that you need to connect.
But
it's like a church and state thing.
Rocky, just a quick question. Now, you're not an NRA member.
No.
But you are you're a gun owner.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you think that there's a lot of more people like you than we think?
I think so. I don't think people would disagree with that who are rational and not.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
You know, if you're living in a rural area and you associate with terrorists,
right.
Local domestic.
Well, let's call what it is.
Yeah.
Let's quit sugarcoating this.
Okay, yeah, hit me. Yeah.
What? Yeah. That these people are terrorists.
They are.
You know, they go shoot up these
militia
these spas,
people.
They shoot up these grocery stores. Yeah. They shoot up these schools, these synagogues.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
So, and I know you're going to drill down on a few more points here, but
yeah.
I've contended since it happened, if Sandy Hook did not foment change in this country,
right. So
nothing,
right.
Nothing will. Will you start murdering toddlers? And there's not too much that really I can't stand. But when things happen to children like that, I can't call it that.
And for us not to be moved by that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that we have politicians.
No, and it's still being debated.
That worry more about the NRA money.
They're terrified of the NRA for whatever reason.
Right.
Well, they must have pictures in addition to the contributions. But
well,
prohibit the contributions. I think really prohibiting the sale of automatic or convertible assault style type weapons,
mm-hmm.
including the aftermarket shit, the mods, unless you're in the military or in law enforcement, obviously that goes
fine,
without saying,
then.
Right?
That's
fine.
One thing.
Okay. Yeah, even if it's local, right? Cops and sheriffs
that's
and whatever.
One thing.
Fine.
Right.
But that, and you got to get rid of the large capacity magazines in the hands of civilians. You have to, all right? Again, only for the military and local and regional law enforcement. And then, God damn it. If you could trace and track a pill that cures heartburn,
sure.
Right? Then you could trace and track a firearm and a firearm transaction sales, and ensure that they all go through a federal firearm licensed dealer, and there's no way for an individual or a third party sale to bifurcate that, and it's got to include a background check, federal, state
bingo.
Background checks.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yes. Is compulsory for any transaction.
What about
if you're doing it on a Monday. Right, you have to connect with the background check system on a Monday when you go in, because what happens if you've had a meltdown? And of course, you have to have common sense waiting period, 7-day minimums across the board.
Well,
right?
That didn't do any good in Atlanta.
Well, yeah,
you know, you still need that.
True.
So do you do some kind of mental health evaluations too?
Well, for people who have previously been diagnosed or treated. You know, including prescribed medication for high risk mental conditions, then yes, they should not be. They should be prohibited, the same way that felons are prohibited and other people are prohibited from owning weapons.
Yeah, oh. I agree 100%.
I like
these are common sense reform items. If you want to hunt, this should not bother you.
It doesn't.
No.
If you want to skeet shoot, shouldn't bother you.
No.
If you want to target shoot, shouldn't bother you.
Right.
If you want to, you know. Do any of those things that should not bother you, even the tactical competition people.
But
you can still do it. But you don't need to be walking around with any of these.
Rocky, what?
On any level. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know the thing about guns, obviously. But the people with the NRA or the people that are big gun
nuts
and all that. What is the whole, why do they fight this 7-day waiting period or 10-day waiting period? Or
because they think that every inch that they give up is a step closer to what's going to eventually happen, which is an amendment to the Constitution that modernizes, using common sense reform, their world, which means they get their AR-15s taken away, or at least they can't get any more. Right, limitations around the clips,
and aftermarkets,
all these aftermarket things, right? Which, by the way, feed into the poorest and depressed areas that they use the guns for gang activity, and they get it from people who buy them legally and then sell them illegally.
Well, in Chicago, that's why it's a big problem, because
in Indiana,
you do not have the
any
same of kind of stipulations as you do in Illinois.
Yeah. So you can go to a gun show and buy 4 AK-47s, put them in your car, drive 30 minutes back to Chicago and sell them on the street.
For 2.5.
Yeah, two and a half to three times.
Absolutely.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow.
And why? Because there's no track and trace. There's no background check at a gun show buying from an individual party. Right?
There isn't.
Okay, so Joe Schmo would just say, "Hey, I followed the law and I could sell this." Okay.
Correct. Yeah. He's selling it as a widget and there's no background check when it's a, individual or even a third party sale for a non-FFL federal firearm licensed dealer. Which you have to be. So every pistol or shotgun or what have you that I have, I bought through a federal firearm license, and they run a background check on you. They
for each purchase,
for everyone.
Okay,
everyone. If I go tomorrow, and then I have to come back. I have to wait for it to clear, and then and only then do I get it.
Yeah. Rocky, what about the ammo?
What's the deal with that? For ammo, you can buy ammo. With a FOID card, which does not require a concealed carry license, or even that you have a gun, I guess. You
can just
do
I have to have a FOID to buy ammo? Or I can just roll into Cabela's and buy ammo?
No, for a FOID card, it is, in this case, a state thing.
Okay.
Not just a municipal thing or a national thing, but a state thing.
Okay.
And it's different, from state to state. But here in Illinois, you have to have a firearms operating identification, which is a background check on you, and you're agreeing to the terms of the background check, and then they either give you this or they do not. And using this, you could purchase firearms legally
through FFL and ammo. Okay.
And ammo.
So there's some control with the ammo then, too.
Well, the problem being they don't do the same thing. There's no track and trace.
Oh.
So you track and... Actually, if you go through like a Cabela's, let's say, something like that to buy a, thing, they are considered a federal firearm licensed dealer.
Okay.
And they run the background check, but they don't do that every time you go to show up and get more 9mm shells. Right. Yeah, they don't do that.
Are there limitations on
there,
rounds that you can buy?
I think there are, but it's, there are. I'm sure at some point. But
so Sudafed's more regulated than ammo.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
And again, it's different from place to place. Now, if you're in Wisconsin, for example, I think you could buy ammo with a driver's license.
Okay.
Any kind of state issued ID of any kind,
regardless of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So same with gun ownership, you don't register anything, you just buy it, and I think they do have a waiting period maybe up there, but again, it varies state to state.
Huh. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just going back around and just for clarification.
Yeah.
The Atlanta shooting and the Boulder shooting.
Correct.
Both of these individuals bought these guns.
As far as I know, in a short period prior to. Well, the Atlanta went through the waiting period, picked it up, and then started murdering people. Same day.
Yikes.
The Boulder situation, I'm not too sure about the timelines on that. So, okay.
All right.
I mean, it's out there. It's
out there. It's out there.
We just haven't.
You know, I was asking from a standpoint it just.
But where I was going earlier with this, are we ready to move on or?
Yeah, no. Okay. Dude, sure.
Because we could be here for an hour, obviously, talking about just the outrage.
Yeah.
That I think most Americans feel on this.
Well, hopefully some of this comes down. But to
it has to. Yeah. But again, post Sandy Hook world, I'm not holding my breath, gentlemen.
No,
I'm really not.
You're right.
What's a percentage of gun owners in America?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean? Sure, of all Americans, how many gun owners are? It's probably a third.
You 100 million?
I don't think it's that. It's probably less than that.
I bet 50 million, 60 million.
Yeah, it's probably. Here, let's think about this.
I'm sure
I can pull up the stats. While he's pulling that up, I'm going to kind of go on off a bit of a tangent here.
Yeah.
Where, so we're talking about amendment issues by and large here.
Uh-huh.
Are we not with the NRA and they're afraid of the Second Amendment?
Right.
And their whole point is that we need to counter our government with a well-regulated militia. All right, well, that was then, okay? That was in the 1700s. To Rocky's point, that is an antiquated notion, and that's where reform is going to go ahead and change, okay? So, Rocky, just pulling up some stats here. What do we see?
Recent surveys find that about 40% of adult Americans own a gun or live with someone who does.
Okay, so you probably talk maybe 60 million people.
Yeah. Majority of those gun owners say
22% of the individuals report owning a gun.
Okay. Report. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So anywhere between 40 and 22, and you had said a third, and that's probably about right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So if we're in agreement that this becomes a Second Amendment issue, a constitutional issue, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and pivot to Utah recently,
mm-hmm.
who just passed a law where it needs to get ratified yet. That all phones and tablets that are sold in Utah need to have a filter to block pornography. Okay.
Yikes.
Because their contention is that children, A, and B, it's a health crisis. Okay.
What?
So there's multiple points here. So let's start with the big one is that this becomes a First Amendment issue now. Okay. As we talked, when we went back, if you hearken back to an earlier episode, we talked about Larry Flint. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to block one part of an amendment.
Yeah, okay, I don't know about this.
So I mean, where are we at on this? And shouldn't parents be policing their children? Can't you put some kind of filter on the products?
There you go.
As a parent, why does the government have to go ahead and interfere in what we do?
It's so fucked up.
So I just find the hypocrisy just astounding that it's okay to look at one amendment, but we can't touch another.
Stupid. It's stupido.
So.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a hot mess, man.
It is.
That it is.
It is. But I think we need more discussion out there from people that are kind of like centrist, such as ourselves. And I think most people that we know, and I'm going to guess that most people that... The 40 people that, well, 40's rounding up.
It's more like four. You knock the zero off at this point.
But that are kind of in the same wheelhouse as far as our thought processes are concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, and the problem is that the extremes on both sides are the ones that get all the media attention.
Yeah.
And that is not indicative of the population of this country.
Well, it's true. So, we'll see what kind of courage we have now that, things are different in the you know, the White House, the Congress, the Senate, pretty much everywhere.
And I'm not bullish, gents.
I understand.
Unfortunately, I'm with you, Eddie, because I still think the what Rocky was saying, the tentacles of the NRA reach over the aisles and well into a lot of pocketbooks.
Well, they got a lot of problems themselves, and they got good.
But the thing is, it's well healed. It's a lot of money.
It is.
It is.
And you have people that are just impassioned about their guns.
Politicians are afraid of, the boogeyman of the NRA too. You know? And
right.
The boogeyman, I like that.
You know, so
yeah. All right. You know, so well, between Utah and
Hey, if murdered toddlers didn't make change,
what's going to?
No.
To your point.
Nothing.
That's the bar, man.
And you know what? The other thing is, and let me just throw a add something onto that.
Of course.
Not only are we talking about the use of guns and all that and not protecting us, but also letting just mental health.
I think that's part of it.
You know, just really letting mental health go under the radar.
That goes back to Reagan.
Swept under the rug.
Yeah, that goes back to the 80s.
This is a big problem.
It really is. Just not the funding and the support and the services. And
people not really looking and caring and scrubbing, scrubbing the surface a little bit to find out where this person is or what's
especially
going on.
Parents with kids that get access to these firearms.
How many times do we hear a parent go, I didn't know that Joey was...
You did know. No, you separate the ammo from the weapon. That's first thing, under separate lock and key, right?
Yeah.
I have a place where I store mine
on
a different level than where the rest of the things are, and it's just common sense.
You know what? You might be flush with it, but there's a lot of people out there that's in short supply.
Oh, hi, Carumba. Yeah. Hey, Carumba.
And you know what? Their fight is more toward, don't take my rights away from me.
Well, that's... correct. That's
You earn your right.
No, it's a big part of it.
Yeah. You earn your right. And part of it is maybe we have to just step back and say, okay, let's be a little more logical.
You got
to
amend the Constitution. It's that fucking simple.
Yeah.
Let's not sugarcoat it. That's what it is.
Yep. You mean it's not the 1700s anymore?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. Right. Yeah. We don't have a lot of muskets.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Checking.
Not a lot of muskets.
Okay. You know, we could continue on for another half
not
hour.
A lot of, none of that going on.
All right. Can we move on to a beer review?
We can.
What?
Something fun now. Sorry, guys. Now it's fun time.
Oh, it is. We're not back in black anymore.
No.
So,
Rocky, what do we got here, man?
I'll tell you what we have here. We got some awesomeness, and I'll tell you
we
why.
Do.
We have a listener, a fan, bum, right? A fellow bum.
Yolanta. Bum.
She is a bum.
You're a bum.
Yolanta, my cohort and good friend.
Love her.
She's
great,
the best.
Great person.
The college
gave
days.
Us a thank you for enduring the 1,000-pound. Sisters episode that we watched as a part of our R&D.
That wasn't that bad.
It wasn't as bad as Utah.
No, it was not.
No,
at least
Utah.
We made some lemonade out of the 1,000-pound. You
guys,
Utah?
I watched part of the second thing.
Oh, of course you did.
Of what?
You did?
Of the Utah.
You have not.
Fuck yes.
You're ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to come back to that.
I had to. I had to check in.
You feeling bad about yourself? You had to watch that to feel better about yourself?
I was really looking for something to do early in the morning.
You already went through Sports Center?
Oh, God. Yeah, pretty much.
Ooh, what's new in the world of darts?
Anyways.
Okay, sorry. Let's.
Yolanta is our homeboy / homegirl, and we now have a beer review we can do.
Home
Thanks
person.
To her, because she's awesome.
She
dropped off an unexpected and very nice... gift to us of three different beers from the same brewery, which is Sketchbook.
Sketchbook out of Sketchbook. Evanston, Illinois, right?
/ Skokie.
Skokie,
yes. Yeah.
So right in...
Evanston right downtown, right by one of the train stations. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
A little brew room, and then I think Skokie is where they're doing most of their brewing.
The bulk, the heavy lifting?
Yeah.
Right on, man.
So let's talk. We have three different things that we gave a spin.
Hey, Yolanta, very nice splitting it up.
Oh.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Great job. Great selections, too.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's start with the...
The Cumulus.
Cumulus.
German wheat ale.
German wheat ale.
Hey, ask me what the ABV is.
What's the ABV?
5.9.
Nine. Scott.
Which is light, I think, for a wheat ale.
Maybe. I don't know. Hocker Shore is kind of my bar.
They always feel
it's
heavier.
It's actually 5.5. It's 5.5.
Boo. Wow.
Boo. Lower.
Four more points. Come on.
Damn it.
Come on, Sketchbook.
No. It was good. Yeah, I can only have so much of a wheat ale, but it was good.
No, I'll pound a couple Hawker Shores. I got no problem with that.
That Cumulus that had a nice aftertaste, a nice linger.
Yeah, I think
stayed with it.
I think summertime, gents. We'll get some of that.
Delish.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I'm not a wheat ale guy. Yeah.
So I'll be the wheat ale guy.
Then. Cup of tea.
No, I could definitely get some more of this. I like it.
The next one.
No parking.
Definitely like it.
No parking, which is a Citra pale ale.
Yep. Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Just a nice taste in beer.
It's really good.
Just really just solid.
And ABV?
ABV on this is...
Mishiraki.
Is that... Which one is this again? This parking?
This is no parking?
No parking.
No
is
parking.
4.4.
What?
Wow. Oh.
Damn. All right.
Hello,
on my
ladies.
Short list. I love it.
Oh.
Wow.
That's got a case. That's got a case written over it.
That surprised the hell out of me.
No shit. That drink's like a 5.5, 5.7, 5.8.
It's delicious.
Honestly,
it's
really
I like both
good.
Of them.
So if you would have asked seriously. Me, I would even said it could have like crossed over into the 6.
Maybe. So that's a session then, yeah?
No, it is. Wow. It's got to be if it's that low. If it's, wow. sub, if it's
four,
sub 5, what? Sub 5, 4.4.
Oh, right. You know hello. What?
I'm sorry. That's a summer. That's a summer drink.
Oh, man.
Right
that
now.
Might be the beer of the summer there, Yolanta. Thank you.
Yeah.
I always try to find one they would kind of devote for the summer. I've had the El Sullys in the past. We've had
well,
a couple different
there's
going to
be
but...
there's going to be some there's one more, right?
There is yeah, one more.
Yeah. What do we have here?
It's this a heavy is, hitter, boys.
This is a weird there's stuff on this that
Thirsty
I'm,
Void.
I'm not really sure.
I'm sorry. So, Hop Thirsty Void is the name of the beer. Yeah.
It is a hazy double IPA Michigan Copper. I'm not too sure what the Michigan Copper means,
right.
But this clocks in at 7.7
ass kicker.
Yeah, it doesn't drink like it doesn't. It's not that hot, but you know, splitting a third of this is nice. But yeah. this will creep up on you.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not a huge hazy fan.
Well, doubles.
Yeah,
they get a little sweet. I don't mind the hazy.
If they're not quadruples, I won't drink them.
Or you're a lunatic.
No, I can't do that. They're too sweet. I just can't do it. I've lost my taste for it. I gotta say,
I think the palate of the beer drinkers in America will probably attest to that too.
Yeah,
as we've aged,
I think the hazies are kind of getting to a point where it's like, okay, what else are you gonna throw at me?
Well, if you want to get in the Wayback Machine, gentlemen, we go back to when the craft brew kind of exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And we would kind of we kept up on everything, and all of a sudden we couldn't. There
couldn't
was
do
too
it.
Much.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, getting into like Alpha Kings and this and that.
No,
you know, I could sit and clobber a sixer of Alpha King back in you know.
Oh, then
but now, but
no way.
Oh, one and done. I can't do it.
No,
you know. So, you know, I've seen that too, and any things that I've read where people like of our age we've kind of come up in this craft beer revolution.
Uh-huh.
Our tastes have changed.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
We can't do it. You know, this is why we like the lagers and the pilsners and the sessions.
Anything that's not that
right. Yeah.
Ridiculously over.
And I think we've
empowering.
Talked. Yeah, I think we've talked about it. We've seen an awful lot of the, you know, like we've seen more session ales.
Yeah,
that have been really good. But we've started to see a lot of the heavy hitter craft brewers. Doing a good lager,
lagers and pilsners. That's
love
bringing.
Yeah. No, that's more
good lagers. My which,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
it's almost like we'll have a weekend beer and then we'll have a just a you can throw back a good one during the
100%.
Week.
100%. I don't mind mixing in. You know, if we have something that's kind of big that we're splitting between a couple people, that's fine. But to sit and pound like 2 16-ounces,
that's just
good
too much.
Good night.
I start speaking French and then the night gets
both
really weird.
Well, 2 out of 3 of these had an ABV in my wheelhouse, and they were really good. The Cumulus German Wheat Ale, again, no parking, which is a Citra Pale Ale.
That shocked the shit out of me.
That was really surprising.
Quite frankly, all three beers are well made.
Yeah, they are. Even the Hop Thirsty Void, which is a little bit of an ass kicker for me because I'm old. Hazy Double IPA is still delish, but like you said, just a taste is enough.
Yeah. Interesting to figure out what they're saying about the Michigan...
Michigan Copper.
Michigan
what does that
copper,
mean?
I
so, yeah,
know.
We'll do a little research on that. We'll reach out to our beer gurus that are kind of up to speed on these kind of things.
And we have some inside.
We know people.
We do.
We get some inside contacts that we'll share with the rest of Bum.
We got our Sherpas.
Bums and Anarchy Nation.
People,
so,
we know people.
We do.
Hold on. Back to. We got to thank Yolanta again.
Yeah, again. Thank
okay,
you
yeah,
so
let's,
much.
Let's, please.
I like that. Outstanding. Awesome.
Fab. Outstanding.
No, well done.
I'm crying on the inside.
No, she She's at least a two-time, if not a three-time bum of the week.
She is a three. She gave us two questions.
Yeah, right.
Remember the reality show, the Salt Lake, and the fat people.
Oh boy!
And now she's the.
I'm sitting right here. I can hear you, Pat.
Exactly.
Patty, I can hear you.
Well, thanks again.
Sexual sister. Okay.
Thanks again, Yolanta. You rock.
Yeah,
you rock.
Outstanding. Yes.
And hey, others.
Kudos to Sketchbook.
Others, more than welcome to come up with ideas, questions.
Drop beer
true.
Off.
And,
we'll give you a P.O. box.
We do have a question coming from Smiling Steven.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, he's back.
This is teaser time.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead.
Is it in the biz?
No, it's for next week.
Okay.
It's for next week. But
we're doing previews.
Smiling Steven.
Yes,
he's come out of the woodwork. He's had him back. I put him aside for a while.
On the shelf.
He's back.
Elf on the shelf, kind of.
Elf on the shelf. Smiling Steven, silly Steven, elf on the shelf. Yes, I like that. He has a question that he is ready to drop on us, but he wants to really just drop it on us.
Okay. All right, then. Fair enough.
Sorry, guys. I had to throw that in before I forgot.
No, we have another
item.
Doe, my brother-in-law in Beantown, wants us to cover
we were talking about 70s.
What's that?
They hate when you call it Beantown.
I don't care. Right. Fuck them. I don't like it when they call it Chi-Town.
That sucks,
and I have to fucking listen to that, too.
I'm with you on that.
Don't call that.
And the thick pizza isn't Chicago-style pizza. I get news for you fucking dumbasses.
That stuff sucks.
Anyways.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Exactly. So he had a couple things. We're going to...
Anyway.
We're going to look into a topic that's called racism in cartoons.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
And it's not going to be pretty, but we're going to dig into it.
No.
Doe's got a... an example, a prototypical example on Mr. Magoo. We're going to review that.
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. We're going to review that next week.
Wow.
So,
no, there's a couple of those.
This will be Eddie and I love talking about this.
We got to rip on how horribly terrible our
Looney Tunes,
our culture
Tom
was.
And Jerry.
Oh, my, and no one gave it a second thought.
Nope.
Well, yeah, especially also when you go back, political cartoons.
That's where we're going to go. Yeah, when
they
were shown at the theaters.
Yeah, between features.
Yeah,
and I mean it was back. Well, it was really big in World War II.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Making fun of the Japanese. Yeah.
Oh
boy. All right. Well, we have a lot to look forward to in episode 17. We're wrapping up episode 16. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm here. Today, Bums of Manarchy headquarters.
World headquarters.
Worldwide headquarters. I'm here with Eddie and Patty, as I always am.
Yes.
Until next time.
Whether you want us to be here whether you, or not.
Well, of course I do. Until next time, we'll talk soon.
All right, kids. Later.
Until then,
ciao, ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao for now. Thank you.